First, this man's had a revelation.
My name is Tom Allen, and I've had a revelation. Despite being brought up to be a very polite boy and appearing on the surface to be a very pleasant person indeed, I recently realised that I am, in fact, not very nice. So I called on the great British public for their advice on how I could behave better. Find out what happened in Tom Allen is Actually Not Very Nice on Sunday evening at 7:15 on BBC Radio 4.
And now on BBC Radio 4, Love in Recovery.
Hi, Marion. Nearly finished the sweeping, only I need the...
Oh, it's you.
What?
You, from the group.
From the group? Yes, yes, from the group. Yes, it's me. I can't believe you know who I am.
Of course I know who you are.
Right, yes, of course. I'm sorry, it's just that, well, every week I come in and every week you've got absolutely no idea who I am, so...
Do you want to hand in with your gear?
A what?
Your gear, your stuff. Do you want to hand setting it up?
Oh, yes, okay, thank you. Oh, here you go.
What's this?
It's my gear.
It's a plastic bag with some biscuits in it.
Yes.
And what am I supposed to do with these?
Well, usually I just put them on a plate, fan them out a bit, and then eat them.
You are from the group, ain't you?
Yes.
The rock group we are seeing here tonight?
No, Marion, I'm from AA. It's Andy, it's AA night tonight. I thought that's what you...
Oh, so you're not from the rock group?
No, Marion, I'm from the Alcoholics Anonymous group.
Ah, yeah. I mean, looking at you, I should have guessed.
Why?
Well, because you ain't got no instruments.
Oh, right.
And, you know, the general state of you.
Right.
Oh, shame, really. I was going to ask if I could join.
You were?
Yeah, thought it might be fun. You know, get to know some new people, let me air down, go a bit wild.
Well, you can join Alcoholics Anonymous if you want. I mean, it's not exactly wild and, well, you'd have to become an alcoholic first, so...
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, it was more, you know, playing music and touring I was keen on. Not really sitting in a circle and not drinking. Right, well, I'll best be off then.
Marion, if I did have a group, a music group, would you really want to join?
Yeah, why not?
Falling to the ground, I was anxious to be found.
Obviously, no way.
Have you gone mental, Andy? Have you finally snapped in the brain?
Well, I think it's a great idea, Andy.
You really don't?
Yeah, best one yet, I reckon.
Oh, he's winding you up, Andy. It's the worst one. It is definitely the worst one yet.
All right, it was just a thought.
A mental thought.
No, I'm up for it. Seriously, I am. Bet no other AA group's done it.
Is there a gas leak in here or something? Huh? No other AA group's done it, Daniel, because it's completely ridiculous.
Andy, the 12 steps aren't number one, admit we're powerless over alcohol. Number two, start a bloody band.
Number three, crack America.
Well, is it because we can't play any instruments?
Well, I'd say that's probably partly it, Andy.
We could learn.
We could definitely learn.
Oh, give over, Daniel.
Is it the anonymous thing? Is it because you're worried about staying anonymous?
I'd certainly want to stay anonymous, but not for the reasons you're thinking.
Because I was thinking that, well, we wouldn't have to play anywhere. It'd be just for us, in here, like music therapy, really. It might be fun. Oh, we could probably get a grant.
Just us?
Pretty much.
Oh, right. I mean, if it's just us lot just messing about, then...
Yeah, maybe that's not such a bad... You know, I actually used to sing a bit in my...
And then, well, if we got really good and wanted to do Glastonbury, we could just wear masks.
We could wear masks.
Oh, and we're back.
What are you talking about? Wear masks.
Well, Slipknot do it.
Exactly, Slipknot do it. Who is Slipknot?
They're like a heavy death metal band.
There you go.
Oh, fuck.
So we're a death metal band now, Andy. A death metal band? I'm 67 years old.
No, we'd be a folk music band doing some nice folk music. We just look like a death metal band.
Seriously, has someone put something in the biscuits? Are you tripping, Andy?
Is it the masks?
No, it's not the... How about we just make a start, Andy, yeah?
Okay, Simon, maybe we should...
Daft Punk wear helmets.
We could wear helmets. Good idea. Thank you, Joe.
No, it's not a... Joe, what did I say outside?
I don't know. I wasn't listening.
Yeah, of course you weren't. I said, you can come in, right? Everyone's agreed that you can come in and sit down, but you are not here, okay? You are not in the meeting.
I don't want to be in the meeting.
You are not in the meeting.
Good, because I don't want to be.
Good, because you're not.
This is dumb.
No, Joe, it's not dumb. You know, if you actually listen for once, you might actually learn something.
How to start the world's shittiest band?
No, right. Yeah, right. That's...
The band thing's
obviously totally ridiculous.
How to pick up lonely women.
What?
Oh, nothing. It just seems like a lot of hassle to meet a girl, though. I mean, you're not even an alcoholic and you come to this dump. You know how to work the internet, don't you? Lots of needy, vulnerable women on there.
Just watch your mouth, Joe.
Are you talking about me?
Well, it's not talking about me. I might be lonely and vulnerable. I'm not frigging blind.
You're talking about the woman I love, Joe, all right? And I will not have you disrespecting this wonderful, beautiful, amazing...
Give it a rest, Dad. Yeah, give it a rest, Simon.
Say sorry to Fiona, Joe.
Fine. Sorry, Mum.
What?
I'm joking.
You better be. You ever call me Mum again, even one time, I'll smash your face off.
Your what?
The whole face. Eyes, nose, mouth. I'll smash it right off. Show you just how vulnerable I am. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Sorry,
Mum. I wouldn't, Joe, mate.
Right, Andy, how about we crack on, yeah?
Right. Yes, of course. Now, we're going to need a name for the band.
There is no band! Start the meeting.
Yes. Let's do the introductions. Okay, I'm Andy. I'm...
On bass!
Oh, that out. Bass. I like that.
Would you just...
Right, yes. And I'm an alcoholic. It's been 15 years since my last drink. Who's next?
On drums! It's Julie!
Yeah, I love that, Dan. On drums. Oh, yes. I'm an alcoholic. 6 years since my last drink. Few relapses, you know, here and there.
Right. I'm Fiona.
On keyboards!
You know, I can play the keyboard, actually. I had lessons. Piano lessons. But not keyboard, of course. But it's the same.
Whatever!
Right. Yes. I'm an alcoholic. It's been a year since my last drink.
Right. I'm Dano. Lead guitar and vocals, obviously.
Oh, are we actually going to talk about anything serious at all? At some... Wait. Why do you get both the cool jobs, lead guitar and vocals?
Because I'm the cool one.
You're not the only bloody cool bloke in here, you know.
No?
No, actually, Dano, I can be pretty cool, all right?
If you say so, mate.
I do say so. Anyway. I'm Simon.
Regional head of marketing at a record label!
Very, very funny, Dano. That's great. You know, I didn't bring Joe here to listen to you lot talk rubbish and start some stupid band.
No?
No, of course not.
Why'd you bring him here then?
Because he's grounded, all right? And because...
Because what?
Because he's in trouble. Because he's always in trouble. Because he's come to live with me and 12 hours in, 12 bloody hours in, he's already messed up.
What you done, Joe?
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. Why don't you tell him, Joe? Why don't you tell him what you did?
Nothing. I got caught with a bit of weed, so...
Cannabis. Smoking bloody drugs. In the street. In the middle of the day, in the street, walking around smoking cannabis.
I didn't know where I was. My phone had died. So I asked the policeman for directions, and I forgot... I forgot I had this big spliff hanging out my mouth.
Bloody hell, Joe.
Oh, yeah. It's funny. Not serious at all, is it? And now I've got to take him back for the interview. That's going to be hilarious, isn't it? Why don't you tell him, Dano? You've been in some trouble with the law.
Have you?
Yeah, just a bit.
Right. Why don't you tell him how serious it is? Are you listening, Joe? Right? Tell him, Dano. Tell him what's going to happen to him now.
All right. Nothing.
What?
Well, it's just a spliff, right?
Yeah.
So don't worry about it. They'll just give you a caution. Actually, that's if you're unlucky. They'll probably just give you a warning. And then you hear no more about it.
Oh, for God's sake, Dano.
What?
Well, can't you make it sound a bit more bloody dramatic than that?
Oh, yeah, all right. They might give you a caution, Joe. I mean, they probably won't. But if they do, then, well, that can be a bit... annoying.
This is just a waste of time, isn't it? You know, look, you lot were supposed to...
T- To what?
Nothing. I brought him here because he's... I wanted to...
To what?
Nothing. I brought him because he's grounded.
And because you wanted to what?
I wanted to scare him, all right? I mean, he is grounded, but... I thought if he saw... I thought he might buck his ideas up if he met...
Us losers.
No, that's not what I...
Losers?
I didn't say losers.
Did you mean losers?
Are we losers?
Simon?
What? I don't think you're... No, I'm just... I get scared, all right?
Scared?
Yes.
Why?
Why? Because I thought they were going to take you away from me, Joe. That's bloody why.
Yeah, but they won't. Dano said they won't.
Yeah, so now I'm scared that you might not be scared that, and if you're not scared, then you'll just keep messing about and messing up and... And I'm just tired of not knowing what I'm doing, and I'm tired of getting it wrong, and... Because this is my chance. He's come to live with me because his mum can't seem to get through to him. I was glad, in a way, that things weren't... that she couldn't cope, you know, because I thought... that this would be my big chance, that I could swoop in and make everything better, you know, that now you're a man, you know, kind of, that we could be mates now, that I could be your cool mate, and that I could finally...
Finally what?
I don't know. Connect.
Finally?
Oh, it's not your fault, Joe. It's my fault. It's always been my fault. I've not been... From the start, I've not been... It's not your fault. I thought it would be easier. You know, I thought you were going to be a girl.
Yeah, Dad, I know. You told me. You thought I was going to be a girl. You painted the nursery pink.
Yeah, I painted pink. We didn't want them to tell us, the doctors tell us what's sex, you know, wanted it to be a surprise, but it wasn't going to be a surprise, because we knew. She nearly lost it, baby. You, early on. Don't think you ever knew that. Rushed into the hospital 3 a.m, stuck in this horrible little room, scared. And they couldn't do a scan, ultrasound. They couldn't do it till the morning, but they told us to prepare ourselves for the worst, you know. I prayed. First time and last time I prayed was for a kiss from a girl in primary school. I was in primary school as well when I prayed. I mean, it wasn't like I was a grown man praying for a...
Yeah, we get it.
Right, yeah, sorry. Yeah, in that hospital, in that little room, I prayed that it'd be all right, that she'd be all right. Begged this little baby, this little girl, to keep fighting, not to give up. It was fine, obviously it was fine. Next day, we get the scan, first scan, and there's our little baby bouncing around. Still thought it was a girl, this little fighter. We said we'd call her Ali, after, you know, Muhammad Ali. But then out you came, out you came. Boy, beautiful, perfect little baby boy. And you were beautiful, Joe. And all I could think was, where's my little girl? Where's my little fighter? I felt angry. It's mad because it was you. It's you, Joe. You were the one fighting. You were the one that I begged to hang on. You're the one I was so scared of losing. We named you after Joe Frazier, boxer. You know, Ali fought him,
yeah,
actually.
Threw him in Manila.
Yeah, but...
Ali won that fight.
Yeah. I only remembered that after.
You could have called him Mohammed.
Shut up, Andy. Your mum never thought twice about it. Of course she didn't. She
had her baby, her boy. God, she loves you, Joe. And she's scared too. That's why she wanted you to come and stay with me. She loves you so much.
Bloody glad someone does.
Oh, don't. I do, Joe. Of course I do. That's why I'm trying to explain, why I'm trying to make you understand why things are the way they are. I hated myself, Joe. I hated myself for not getting it. I kept waiting for it to click, because you deserved it to click and for me to get it, and something held me back. And it's still holding me back. It's hard. That's all I'm saying. And I'm sorry, Joe, that I blew it.
Julie, what are you doing?
I'm pouring my tea onto the floor, Andy.
Right. Why?
So I can throw my cup at Simon.
Right. What? What?
Ow! Oh! Julie!
Shot.
What the hell are you... You have any idea, Simon? Mate. How many times a day I have to tell myself that I'd have been no good. How many times I have to tell myself, oh, I'm glad I never had them, that have been like me. Probably for the bloody best, that I have blown it, that I'd only have wrecked an innocent little life. All bloody day, every bloody day. I go further than that too sometimes. Oh, I go much further than that. I imagine just how bad I would have been. The terrible things I would have done, just how miserable this poor bastard baby would have had it, in detail. Oh, the detail. I imagine it waking up in a filthy house alone, no one to look after it, me pissed up on a sofa, if I've come home at all, different blokes coming and going. I imagine it scared, this little face. It's funny. You've got this imaginary daughter. Well, I've got one too. I've created this imaginary daughter and made her miserable, because it's easier than facing the truth. I know, deep down, with every single pissing fibre of my useless bloody being, I would have been a brilliant mum. And I'd never have slipped into drink. Not if I had someone to look after. Jesus, the only reason I started was because I had nothing. I'd blown it. I'd devoted my whole life to a man who drank, and then I devoted my life to drink. And I ended up with nothing. I blew it. I properly blew it. And I'm not saying every woman needs to have a kid. I know women who've never had kids, and that's just the way they wanted it. No regrets, and good for them. Fiona, you've not had kids, have you?
No.
Oh. Sorry, Fiona. But it's not right for every woman, I know that. It was right for me. So don't you dare tell me you've got regrets, Simon. Because there's something you don't understand. I've done something amazing, one amazing thing in my life. I gave up drink. And it's so hard. And I struggle with it every day, and I win. Most of the time. Good for me. But I look at what I have, and I wonder if it's even worth it. You have got the only thing that I have ever wanted. So take a good look, Joe. Your dad's right. You don't want to end up some old bloody loser like me.
You're not a loser. I mean, really. I really didn't mean that. Honestly, I... And you have done an amazing thing. You all have. This is amazing. A is amazing. Sitting here week after bloody week and talking and coming to terms with everything that's gone so wrong and rebuilding and starting again. And I think it is so brave. I do. But you wouldn't wish it on your worst enemy. I mean, really, would you? I don't want Joe to have to be as brave as you are. I don't want Joe to have to rebuild and start again and look back over his life and regret. So maybe I am scared of him ending up like you. But I'm even more scared of him ending up like me. I do wish you'd been a girl, Joe. You could have turned into your mum. You had to turn into me. Supposed to be heroes, aren't they? Dads. My dad was, to me. Biggest hands you've ever seen. Big, strong guy. He stopped a robbery once in a petrol station. I saw it. Most amazing thing I've ever seen in my life. We were driving across town. I was a kid, 8 or 9, sitting in the back seat, and it was late, dark. I think I'd been asleep, but I woke up when we pulled in, you know, the lights, and he gets out. And he walks across the forecourt, just normal. I didn't see what was going on inside the garage, you know. And even when I did, nothing seemed weird. Just two blokes, girl behind the counter, and my dad walking in. And then I see this bloke's got a knife. He's got this big knife. My dad just walked right up and punched him in the head. I don't think the guy even had time to turn around, and his mate just stood there, stunned. And then my dad calmly just took the knife, made the pair of them sit in the corner till the police came. It was amazing. And then, you know, what was even more amazing was he never told anyone about it. I mean, I told everybody, everyone at school, you know. It was my dad, the superhero. But he never said a word. It made me start thinking that maybe I'd imagined it. That must have made it up. I wish I had made it up after you came along. I wish I had got it wrong, because it made me ashamed of who I was. Because I realised that I'd never be your hero. You never went to work writing articles about washing machines in some grey office wearing a bloody lanyard.
What's a lanyard?
It's a, you know, thing you have around your neck for a name badge.
So, a name badge?
No, it's... Yeah, it holds the name badge.
A lanyard?
Yeah, a lanyard.
Never heard of a lanyard.
Well, you've heard of a bloody lanyard now, all right? And my dad never wore one. Heroes don't wear lanyards. I do. I tried. Punched your teacher at school. Remember that? Mr. Chalmers. Sports day. He said you hadn't won when you'd won by about a foot. I had it out with him. Lamped him.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, I thought you might. He broke my nose. In front of everyone. This little guy, about 10 years older than me. Bet you didn't tell anyone about that.
Didn't need to. Everyone saw it.
Right, yeah. A girl. Girl could have turned into your mum. You had to turn into me. Just some useless twat in a lanyard.
Can I just ask, has anyone else heard of a lanyard?
Just drop it, Andy. I'm sorry, Joe.
I won that race. And not by a foot either, two at least. He was a twat. That Mr. Chalmers was horrible. Since I was little, he was horrible. I mean, he was horrible to everyone, but even more to me. He'd keep me in at lunch, every lunch pretty much. He'd find some reason to keep me in, just me. Stupid reasons as well. He'd say my tie wasn't on properly when it was, or whatever. And I'd have to stay in the classroom all lunchtime, in silence, just staring straight ahead, and he'd watch me to make sure I never looked around. And it was stupid. He'd have to stay in too. He'd have to be silent too, and he'd stare at me, making sure I was staring. It's just dumb. Yeah, he used to say that I was a bully. Horrible little bully. That's what he called me. And I didn't understand it, because I wasn't at all. I mean, I used to cry sometimes when he kept me in. Not because I was sad or anything. Not just because it was so unfair. So how am I a bully? Sitting there crying. He thought I was nothing, worth nothing. Just a loser. And maybe I started to believe him.
You never told me.
No. Turns out I didn't need to, because you hit him anyway.
That was great.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was. Because you did it for me. Even though it was really, really embarrassing. Even though you got beat up in front of all of those people.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't mean to get beaten up.
But you did it for me. Because it wasn't fair. And you told him so. Like a
hero?
No. Heroes don't usually get their nose broken by 5-foot-tall, really old blokes. No. Like a dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice one, Simon.
I'll come out for a fag, Julie, mate.
No.
You're still grounded. You know that, don't you? You're staying in your room for a week.
So? I like my room.
Well, you're not sitting in there playing Xbox, if that's what you're thinking.
I don't even like Xbox anymore.
Well, no TV then.
I don't like TV.
Well, no something you do like, no wanking.
Oh, don't be a dickhead, Dad.
And enough of the language.
I thought that you were trying to be cool.
I am cool.
You're not cool.
You're definitely not cool, mate.
You know what? I'm the only one here who actually was in a band.
You were in a band? You weren't in a band.
Yes, in college I was in a band. I used to play guitar, lead guitar in a pretty cool band.
What were you called?
We were a pretty cool band, that's all you need to know.
What were you called?
It was a while ago, I didn't really...
What were you called?
Funky Butter.
Funky Butter?
Yeah! It was ironic, alright?
Ironic because you weren't really funky?
We were funky, actually. We were very funky.
So, ironic because you weren't really... what? Butter?
Alright, it wasn't ironic.
What, so you were butter?
No, we weren't bloody butter. I'm just saying, all I'm saying is, I was in a band, so I must be pretty cool, right?
No!
Yeah, well, I mean, you're the one that's going out with me, so who's the mug?
Both of us, I think.
Well, you're not a mug, Mum.
What did I say? Right, that's it. That's it. You are having your face smashed off.
Oh, start
you are. Nose first. Yeah, mouth.
Love in Recovery was written and created by Pete Jackson. It starred Julia Deakin, Rebecca Front, John Hannah, Sue Johnston, Paul Kay and Eddie Marson, with Alex Lawther as Joe. The programme was produced and directed by Ben Worsfield and is a Lucky Giant production for BBC Radio 4. And Love in Recovery is back for its final episode, same time next week. Incidentally, Radio 4 is once again on the hunt for the comedy stars of tomorrow, a chance for you aspiring comic to follow in the footsteps of Sarah Millican, Peter Kay, Lee Mack and Josie Long. The BBC New Comedy Awards 2018 could be just the ticket for you. To enter, go to bbc.co.uk/newcomedyaward. Fill out an application form and upload a 5-minute clip of you performing your own original material. The